You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 219, Our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's challenge. Passages like Titus 2:13 and 2 Peter 1:1, which refer to Jesus as our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, do not prove the divinity of Christ. In these passages, the authors are referring to two different persons. First, our God, and second, the Savior Jesus Christ, today's defense. This interpretation does not fit the way New Testament Greek grammar works. In 1798, the Englishman Granville Sharp published a book in which he identified a rule of Greek grammar that has since become known as Granville Sharp's rule. It has a direct bearing on the interpretation of Titus 2:13 and 2 Peter 1:1. The rule focuses on New Testament Greek phrases like the one translated, our God and Savior, and it shows that the two nouns in these phrases always refer to the same person when certain conditions are met. The conditions are, first, in Greek, the phrase begins with the definite article. That is the Greek equivalent of the. Second, the nouns are joined by the Greek equivalent of and, in Greek, kai. Third, the nouns are personal, singular, and are not proper names. There are more than 80 instances of this construction in the New Testament, and they all obey Granville Sharp's rule. Examples include, is this not the carpenter? The son of Mary and brother of James, Mark 6:13. I am ascending to my father and your father, John 20:17. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister, Ephesians 6:21. Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, Hebrews 3:1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 1:3. Not all of these phrases contain the in the English translation. Greek uses the definite article more than English does, so it's not always translated, but it is there in Greek. The same is true of the phrases found in Titus 2:13 and 2 Peter 1:1. Titus 2:13 reads, "Tu megalou theou kai soteros Hamon Jesu Christu," meaning our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:1 reads, "Tu theo hamon kai soteros Jesu Christu," meaning our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Both of these passages therefore contain direct affirmations of the divinity of Christ. Tip: for a technical discussion of Granville Sharp's rule, see Daniel Wallace, Greek Grammar Beyond the Basics, pages 270 to 277.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.